ZEW Mobile.
Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Hotel. Anybody listening?
KO 4, PXH. This is N4ZLK. My name is Shane. Good afternoon.
KO4PXH, come on, come back.
Noon, KO4PXH. This is November 4, Zulu, Lima Kilo, N4ZLK. My name is Shane. I'm mobile this afternoon. How are you today?
I'm having a lot of trouble picking you up. You're coming in and out.
I'm sorry about that. I'll have to check something. N4ZLK. 4HKX, mobile. There's something wrong with my signal.
See, but the signal's strong. Your mic sounds different. It just makes your voice sound different.
Not a joke on me. All right. Something's going on with my radio. Or the antenna. I don't know. I appreciate it. I need to check it out. N4ZLK.
Hello, you're both sounding fine to me.
Yeah, but he used to sound different on the radio. It's not that he sounded bad, it just sounded different than what he used to.
He sounded a little muffled the first time I heard him, but the last time it sounded pretty good.
Again, how is this? N4ZLK.
Well, muffled to me, I mean, you're loud and the strong signal, it just, I don't know, it just sounds like you got a rag over the microphone.
Fairly new microphone. I mean, I've had it for about 2 months now, and it's supposed to be a Yaesu microphone, so I don't know, maybe there's something going wrong with it.
Almost sounds like you're talking into the back of it.
I'm talking how I always do. It's the one I was on a couple days ago and didn't seem to have an issue, so it's the one in my personal truck. I use it all the time. Oh, well, I have to see what's going on here.
With you there first. I was just saying he's always been a little backwards, Leroy.
I appreciate you making sure you got that comment in. My receive is doing great. I hear everything.
All of you sound good, W2T.
We'll get out of here. Y'all have a good day. Y'all are sounding good now. We'll talk to y'all later. 73K5WL.
KO4HKX. Hey, Rusty, KO4HKX.
73, Leroy.
73, Lloyd. Hey, Patrick, I was up in your neck of the woods yesterday morning. Getting up that way.
Did you have a good time?
Except, I'll tell you what, I've had enough twisty roads to last me for at least the next year. Well, I had to end up on Greenville Highway, but my GPS took me up through Flat Rock and then up through Brevard, up the twisty backside. Up the back, and then when I left the site, it took me up the backside of Caesar's Head, up to the top up there where the state park and all is, and then back down into South Carolina on that side of it to get me back down. So lots of twisty roads on 276 over there.
Yeah, part of that is when you went up is the way I go home.
Said it's and you drive that truck up that road, I feel for you, my friend. Go ahead, Shane.
You are far from me if you came down 276. I'm about 5 miles, maybe 7 miles down the road, down 11 from there.
Well, I was on Highway 11 too yesterday coming back home because I went by and visited with N0TR before I came home. Him and Bernice a little bit before I came home yesterday afternoon. So I was on 11. I was on 276. Once I got up on, got down to where 276, where number 8 goes off of that there gear road up there, then I recognized where I was because I'd been up to been up that area to camp years ago.
But through there all on Monday. That's where I'm at on Mondays.
Where 8 comes off of Gear Highway 276, there's a back road. It's called Table Rock. It's actually called Table Rock Road, and it parallels 11. And you can take that road and get to where I live as well.
Well, up that road, because it was when I was doing a lot of full-time, doing a lot of camping a lot, one of the campsites that we went to was up off of Table Rock Rope. We'd go up there and camp. The camping club I was part of here in Spartanburg, we'd go up there and camp on a weekend, and I've been up that twisty, up that road going up there, pulling a, you're driving a Suburban that's 14 foot long, and then you got a 26 foot travel trailer behind you. That's 40 feet of car and vehicle, almost as long as a tractor trailer rig.
Continue on here for a minute. I got traffic I'm having to deal with, KO4HKX.
I'm not far from work. I got a couple more. Rusty, does the signal still sound all right? N4, is that okay?
Yeah, you've sounded all right the whole time. I ended up on my phone call and wasn't able to get back to you. But, yeah, you've sounded fine all along. I think it was just where that other fellow was when you went back to him, so, or he went back to you, because you had a good signal the whole time.
We don't know until somebody tells us. So I went back to Lloyd when he gave his call out, and he didn't respond. So I thought, and then when that other gentleman said that, I was thinking something was going wrong with my radio.
Up of a cycle of some real bad cycles for stuff to mess up radio. And, it could have kind of done a little bit of job on the HF, on 2 meter, too, because I know HF was messed up with all the radiation that we were getting. But, And also, if you just stop at the wrong place at a traffic light, it'll give you that effect like your radio's messing up, and all it is that traffic light above you that's screwing you up.
There's a new antenna up here, too, last week. I've used it about 4 times now. And so I'm a little paranoid about that. I never seem to have issues with the other one. This is a little more expensive antenna. Has a broader range, more broadband. So I was hoping I wasn't having an issue with it.
I got a new antenna to go on my car, which was supposed to be a better antenna than what I had on it. And guess what? I took it off, put the other one that had been on my car for a long while back on the car, and it seems to be doing a good job for me. So I'm going to leave it where it is now. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Check my SWR. I thought it was a little high, and when I checked it, I was doing some work with my son-in-law, putting an antenna mount on his car. So I checked mine while I had everything out, and it was pretty high on that older antenna, and there was no way of, I don't think I can adjust it. I don't think I can make it shorter to make it resonate better. So I thought, well, maybe now's the time to replace it, because I've had it for so long. And this one resonates really well, really low, 1.2, 1.1 across the band, but I'm not sure if I like it yet.
Well, sometimes and I had an antenna that went real wacky like that, and all I did was unscrew the antenna from the base, got in there and dried it out real good because I had it acted like it had water issues in it. It went in there and dried it out real good, put it back on the vehicle, put it back together, and it's working like a top. So I'm not, as they say, it ain't broke. I ain't going to try to fix it anymore.
Dependable. All right, Rusty, I'm going to let you go. I'm not far, and I'm running a little later. I got to make sure I get there and get punched in on time. So you have a good day. Thanks for the ride along, and we'll talk to you again. WU2T, N4ZLK.
All right, Shane, just keep it between the white lines tonight, and keep it between the ditches, as they say. You have a safe trip tonight. W2T clear for now.
4PXB.
I can't stay long, but N4ZLK. Hope you had a good day.
Sir, I did. Now that when I was listening to your conversation, kind of explains a little bit of why the radio was so quiet. It's like, I wasn't sure if it was because my antenna decided to jump off my truck yesterday while I was moving, but I pulled over real quick and got it put back up there so the tip did not rub very much on the road at all.
Mag mount, is that what you use?
Yes, sir. I guess it got, I'm tired of just riding on top of the cab of the truck, so it decided to hang off the side by the window.
As well as they're supposed to, like that, Lloyd.
When you were saying not work that well, on Ben Mag Mount, Ben Magnetic Mount, or the transmission wise?
Off the side of your vehicle as opposed to being on top. That was kind of a joke, but anyway, Lloyd, I got to go. I'm not far, and I need to get off here right now. You have a good day. KO4PXB, N4ZLK.
Have a great day. It's KO4PXB.
CLX Mobile.
Last calling station is KO4PXB.
4PXB. N6. Charlie Lima X-ray. This is Mike.
Lloyd speaking here. How are you?
How about you, Lloyd? I'm doing good, and I'm pretty sure you are about the same. I'm just left work, and I'm happy.
I'm 30 minutes happier because than you are. I leave at 4:30 every day, so and I'm off of Interstate 85, so I'm definitely happy.
Yeah, well, I'm fixing to get on 85 over here in Spartanburg. So hopefully you didn't hit your brakes and cause a wreck behind you.
The accident was already in front of me, so I got off right there at the Brockman Climbing area, Route 401 before Highway 14. So it was already brake lights well up to that point.
Out there, too, so hopefully I get off at 14, so hopefully it's not going to be too bad.
Nope, hopefully not. That'll be cleared up by then. Where are you going on Highway 14, toward the Greer area or the Simpsonville Fountain Inn area?
I go past the hospital down towards, I guess going towards Woodruff, but I hop off there at Batesville because we live in the subdivision right there at Batesville / Pelham. At 14.
I will probably be passing by your subdivision because my daughter has karate out there, one of the little things right there off of Batesville area, so I'll probably be passing by your place if I choose to go that way because it was on Tuesday, it was backed up pretty well, so I might just go on down the Highway 14, or actually, excuse me, Woodruff Road and just turn left and go that route.
How many houses down in the Five Forks and people using that Batesville Road for Five Forks? It's taking quite a bit of traffic nowadays.
And then that answers my question. I'm just going to go to Woodruff Road and turn left and go that route. Probably be a little bit faster.
Woodruff, you know, who would have thought? Woodruff's faster, but down on that side of it is.
Well, when you get on Highway 14 before just past the village, you do not get in a hurry because it's backed up at least a mile trying to get through the that Pelham Road light.
Or whatever that road is, the name of the mountain down there. I can't remember the name of that hill.
If you turn left right there, when you're passing the Dollar General, where you'd be turning left onto Batesville, then that's where it's backed up, you know, well over a mile, because I'm just now getting by the Dollar General.
You on 14 in Dollar General just after the interstate?
Correct. I'm just short of the new fire station that was built.
All right. Yeah, it backs up pretty good there. Nowadays, that's a lot of traffic. Again, I don't know why. You know, they changed that light in that intersection, and ever since then, 14's been a backed-up mess.
I probably have, well, at least my thought of it, when you're close enough to that light and you time it, it will last 13 seconds. So that's not enough of a time frame for cars to get through there. And so that's what's definitely causing things to back up and also the people not paying attention when they're in the other lanes and then they realize they need to be in another lane and just cut right over, especially if they're wanting to turn right and then they just cut people off on the left-hand lane to go straight or just cut all the way over?
Not about the people, about the timing and the light. Because they 14's a state road and Pelham's not. And when they had the old light there, the state timed the light to let the state roads go longer, so Pelham would back up.
That's never good. Yeah, yesterday I saw somebody run over those little yellow stops that they have right before the fire station that they weren't paying attention, and they just plowed right over the top of them, and at least they bounced back.
I don't know about that. If you stopped over there, look how much trash and stuff is in front of those things, and they probably have some flat tires.
Yeah, probably so, yeah, because it's definitely a lot of junk in the middle of the center section.
DLX for keeping up with that timer. I'm one of those fools that's always in the middle lane because I'm turning left down there, but where I moved from, I would have gotten a $200 ticket for doing that in 10 seconds, but here, nope.
Yep, the timing has to be right because probably 3 or 4 years ago, I was taking my oldest daughter to school, probably even longer than that, and I was trying to get out of the lane there so other people could go through, and I got in the median and was driving up there getting ready to turn, and the officer pulled in behind me and gave me a warning about improper use of lane. Yes, in front of the Malden High School.
Okay, Malden. Malden, the Malden police are a little more strict. But out in the county, I think I've seen cops do it.
Yeah, we just won't go there because they're supposed to have lights on if they're going to be going fast, but that's definitely not the situation where if they're going to be definitely speeding, they need to be going fast for a purpose, not just because they want to.
I've been that for years, and I got tired of all the people passing me, and so finally I just said, to heck with it, I'll do it.
In some situations, it definitely does not pay to be nice like that, because if you're sitting in the traffic and you see all these cars passing you, and you're definitely going the same way they are eventually, definitely makes sense to safely do so.
And impeding the traffic and just sitting there. One thing that makes me crazy on that road is invariably, there'll be someone in front of me that just won't get close to, they'll stay 2-3 cars back when they're stopped, and then they go slow. But, of course, they're the one to go through the yellow light.
Yeah, my father says that's the people that need their eyes checked because they have a horrible situation with depth perception.
That's a really nice way to put it.
And I have seen it where it has saved people by being that, at least where you could see the back treads of the person's car in front of you, so that way if you do get hit, then you're not running into the vehicle in front of you.
Now you're sounding like my wonderful wife. I've been schooled on that, so I do stay back now.
I convinced my wife to do that, and it saved her when she got hit because the vehicle in front of her had the towing bracket on the vehicle, and the vehicle was high enough that if it would have done that, she would have run into that, and it would have definitely damaged the radiator and probably would have set the airbag off, which would have totaled the vehicle.
Says not to mention that if you get hit from behind and then you're pushed into the car in front of you, you're at fault for hitting that car.
That's a new one on me because my daughter got hit that same way, and they charged the original person that hit her and pushed her into the other car, and he was responsible for her car and the car in front.
Like I said, every place is different. Where we moved up here from New Orleans, and she experienced in New Orleans that she was someone she knew was at fault for getting pushed into the car in front of her.
Yep, definitely everything, every place is different. It's KO4PXB for ID.
I'm going to say so far so good. 85, I'm coming up to 290. 85 has been really good.
Yes, sir. Hopefully it's cleared out prior to get to the Highway 14 because that's where it started backing up, you know, on me when I got off on the Abraham McClyman to the inlet area.
That back way, start getting backed up, and you got to go. I can't remember the name of that Anderson Bridge. I can't remember the name of that road that goes by the hospital. That's usually a pain.
Yeah, that back road right there by the BMW area, it was backed up because everyone else saw the same traffic on 85, so they were taking that route. So on normal situations, that road's not congested, but it was this time because everybody else would have had the same idea.
For good traffic on 85 is going to start getting not so good one of these days. All these warehouses they're putting up, that's going to be a lot of jobs.
Yeah, just thinking out loud, I think they should have widened the roads before they did that part of it. Now they're pretty much going to be stuck having a two-lane road because now all, like you said, all the warehouse stuff they put up there.
Either it's all the trucks, so you know the left lane, the right lane, well, the right and center lanes are going to be pretty much all trucks, you know. But that's the way it is. Great, we're putting our brakes on just before 101.
Obviously the Highway 14 traffic's backed up that far now because they weren't moving when I got off on the side road.
I dump off on 101. I don't know. I've done that before, and then that's just been nothing but a mistake.
I wouldn't get off on 101 because that's another Woodruff Road there that's just very slow traffic and so many lights on it.
It might be a combo, my antenna being bad and the antenna at the repeater being bad, but it's rough reception today.
Yeah, people were talking about that earlier because they mentioned about the solar radiation that was happening a couple days ago that just kind of messed up the, you know, all the reception, so hopefully it's going to clear out here shortly.
Connector. I'm fiddled with it and tightened it up, and it's a little better now.
Did my reception get worse? And I appreciate it because I put it on the power 2 setting because this radio in my vehicle does not have a fan, so the case gets pretty hot when you talk on it for a long period of time.
I'm here at 101 and stalled 18-wheeler in the middle lane.
Sorry, bud. I definitely was well ahead of that then.
That first problem. Evidently, he stalled when he had to hit his brakes because we're hitting them again.
Yeah, just hopefully you got some CBD gummies in their vehicle with you.
I've come around the corner, it's nothing but brake lights, but whatever. I've got air conditioning, that's all that matters.
At least it's not too hot yet, that way if you was going to sit there for a long period of time, just go ahead and turn the vehicle off and roll down the windows and just relax.
Because who knows what the plans are now. I might have to cook dinner, I don't know, depends on how things went today, but if I don't have to cook dinner, my plan was to sit in the lawn. Perfect timing.
Yes, sir, because the next rain's not till predicted sometime around Saturday.
Temperature in the morning is good. Temperature in the day is good. Sun, well, some sun tomorrow. So, I won't find that out until I get home, then.
Yep, hopefully the food situation will be squared away. And there's something going on right here below the McDonald's that's closed right there on Woodruff Road. There's a police car in the new buildings where that eye doctor part is. Well, there's actually three police cars there now. One's over there, and one's in the median, and like two or three cars. But like I said, we're moving, so that's a good thing.
Anything. There's so much violence going on nowadays. I can't believe it. I got a text from the sister-in-law yesterday that, with a news article that there was a double homicide. It was a homicide suicide in our old neighborhood. I just, what the heck?
Now, what it is one of the new doctor's office that was built in that. One of the other doctors is having the grand opening, so they're having obviously a free clinic for checkups and this, that, and the other. But there's a massive amount of people standing in the parking lot, so the police are controlling traffic.
Sign of the times, isn't it?
Yeah, at this point in time of my life, which I'm 57 years old, knock on wood, you know, I just normally go to a doctor for my regular checkups. I don't have to, I'm not prescribed or supposed to be on any medication, so I consider myself extremely lucky.
I'm 2 years ahead of you, and I take a couple. I probably could quit at one of them, but whatever.
Yeah, and I'm definitely consider myself very lucky because I'm also retired military, and I don't have an issue with my knees and that they given out or any part of my body that's given out, so I truly consider myself lucky in that aspect, too.
Seems like it's been 10 minutes. N6CLX. Man, it sounds like you don't have any hearing problems from loud bangs.
I do have hearing. I do have a major hearing deficit, but other than that, like I said, you know, there's nothing that can't deal with.
Joke or not, but can you tell the howitzer operators when the guy's saying, what?
Yes, I definitely can. That's right. I am now at my location, so I'll definitely say 73 till we talk on the station again. KO4PXB.
Okay. Have a good evening. And fun, whatever you're getting into there. I'll talk to you next time. Maybe tomorrow, maybe next week. N6, KO4 PXB, N6 CLX. I'll be monitoring.